Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, nama Matthew Baker mungkin tidak asing bagi Anda penikmat sepak bola. Pemuda kelahiran Melbourne ini baru berusia 17 tahun, tetapi namanya sudah tercatat dalam sejarah sebagai pemain termuda yang membela timnas senior Indonesia. Matthew adalah pemain Akademi Melbourne City FC yang berposisi sebagai bek tengah dan bek kiri. Ibunya berasal dari Indonesia dan ayahnya orang Australia. Nah, pendengar, pada 8 Juli 2026, Matthew Baker sempat datang ke studio SBS di Fed Square di Melbourne dan saya sempat berbincang dengannya tentang perjalanan karirnya sejauh ini. Dari bagaimana ia mulai menyukai sepak bola hingga keputusannya untuk membela timnas Indonesia alih-alih Australia meski itu berarti menutup peluangnya bermain untuk Socceroos tim nasional Australia. Yang menarik bagi Matthew, ini bukan soal memilih satu negara dan meninggalkan yang lain. Ia merasa diterima, dicintai, dan memiliki rasa kebersamaan yang kuat bersama tim Indonesia. Nah, di tengah perbincangan kami, Matthew juga menjelaskan apa yang ia rasakan saat bermain di Gelora Bung Karno melawan Oman, di mana ia meneteskan air mata saat menyanyikan Tanah Airku bersama sekitar 30 ribu penonton. Kemudian, Matthew menjelaskan bagaimana ia menyeimbangkan komitmennya antara klub dan timnas, serta antusiasmenya menonton Piala Dunia di tahun 2026 ini, dan bagaimana ia juga mendukung Socceroos. Berikut perbincangan saya dengan Matthew Baker.
Nama saya Matthew Baker, umur saya 17, saya lahir di Melbourne, Australia. Saya pemain sepak bola untuk Melbourne City FC, juga Indonesia, timnas Indonesia. Posisi saya center back atau back kiri.
Could you please like tell me how did it start? Like how come you like playing for Melbourne City and then suddenly you got called to play for the timnas national senior team?
Yeah, so I've been playing for Melbourne City since 2022 in the academy. So obviously I was playing grassroots football up until I was about 12. So I was at Melbourne City and then Box Hill United. And throughout that time at Box Hill, I was also a part of the Melbourne City Football School, which I did on the side once or twice a week. And I really got to experience some really good coaching, which is actually very similar to what they do in the academy. So I feel like that set me up really well for getting into the actual academy. I got to experience a tournament while I was with the football school. And yeah, that time with the football school before I got into the academy was really helpful for me as an individual, getting to experience what it's like to be in that professional environment. And then, yeah, I got into the academy when I was 13. So I played under 14s, played every age group in the journey so far. And then, yeah, when I was 16, I managed to get my first professional contract. And then here I am now, I'm working my way into the A-League squad and just working hard every day. And when I was 15, I got called into the under-16 team under Nova Arianto for a training camp in preparation for the under-16 Asian Boys Championships, which I participated in. That was the first tournament I played in for Indonesia. And then since then, I've been playing with that age group, which we played in the World Cup at the end of the last year. And then now, this year, I've played for the under-17s team in the Asia Cup, the under-20 team in the under-19s Asian Men's Championship, and then the senior national team against Oman.
But then I heard about the thing that once you play for the senior team, that you can't play again with the Australia team. You can't switch. Is that correct?
Yep, that's true.
Yeah.
If I want to switch, I have to wait 3 years. Then if I get 2 more caps for Indonesia, I can't switch.
So what makes you like decided that, oh, I just want to play for the Indonesia team?
Look, for me, it wasn't really a choice between Indonesia or Australia. It wasn't going to be one or the other because I'm an Indonesian boy, I'm an Australian boy, and I have so much love for both countries. But I've been playing for Indonesia in the youth teams and I felt so much love there and belonging there, and there was no reason for me to switch. And up until today, I've been treated so well. And yeah, it's just my focus to play for Indonesia.
But you're not interested to play for the Australian, for the Socceroos too, maybe one day?
Nah, to be honest, no. But of course, that was a dream of mine as a little kid. But you know, that's how life is. Opportunities arise, you know, when one door closes, another one opens, and I'm really grateful to be playing for Indonesia.
So you're still basically play with Melbourne City right now.
Yep.
And then perhaps you will graduate from high school or do you like aim to like live in Indonesia to play full time there, or what's the plan?
For me, right now, my plan is just to keep working at Melbourne City. Hopefully, the coming season with the A-League men's squad, I can get some minutes, play in the A-League, get a bit of consistency, and yeah, just see how my career progresses. For me, at the moment, I'm just focused on Melbourne City, doing the job right there as best as I can. And then, yeah, obviously, I still have school, but next year is my last year, so I'll finish off my VC, do the best I can there, and then, yeah, just keep focused on Melbourne City and see where the wind takes me.
So basically, you just want to focus on Melbourne City, but you will play for the national team, Indonesian national team, when you get called.
Of course, yeah.
But your decision to like play in Indonesia, is it like also like influenced by your parents perhaps?
Yeah, well, mum's Indonesian, dad's Australian, so of course for me it's a hard thing. It almost feels like I'm picking one over the other, but of course it's not like that. They're so supportive of whatever decision I make, and yeah, they will never tell me to do one thing or the other. They know what's going to be best for me. So we make a decision on what's best for myself.
So take us back to your debut against Oman in GBK, right? And then there's like a video going around on social media that you were like kind of very touchful, like in tears. So can you tell us what was going on through your mind at that time?
In that exact moment when we were singing Tanah Airku at the end of the game, it was so almost just like I realized, wow, I've just debuted for Indonesia. I think all of the adrenaline from when I was on the pitch, it wore off. And I remember just looking around the stadium, seeing it was, 30,000 people. They're there to watch us and they care so much about the national team. We just play football. And to realize how much joy we bring to the country and that I could be a part of that, that was what was almost let out of me. And that's why I felt so much joy and so much pride.
Why football? Why soccer? Like, there are so many, like, games that which are like more famous in Melbourne, like AFL, for example. How did it actually start?
Well, I grew up with my two older brothers, Tim and Dan, and we all started playing soccer at the same time. But I think it was mainly from Dad. He played soccer at a very good level when he was obviously younger. So I think we've had a bit of that football DNA in our family. And yeah, like ever since we started playing, we've all loved it. And it's just football really spoke to us in a different way.
But have you ever thought, oh, this is too tough to, like, you got to be disciplined and all of that? Have you ever thought that, oh, maybe this is not for me?
No, I never thought maybe it's not for me. But of course, I've had hard moments. But that's a part of being a footballer. You've got to be strong enough to overcome it. And that's, of course, a part of the journey. And you're going to overcome these difficulties. And the feeling when you work hard and you get results, there's really nothing better than that.
So now you're in Indonesian team, you're the youngest. How does that feel? Or do you get any different treatment just because of that? Or, you know?
Yeah, I mean, firstly, having that record, the youngest in history, it's a very crazy thing to be able to debut at that young age. So that's a really special thing in itself. On the other hand, being in camp, it's funny because when I tell all of the older guys that I'm 17, they're like, wow, really? They don't look at me like I'm a 17-year-old. I don't get treated like a kid there as well. It's very professional. And yeah, I don't get any special treatment, which is good. I don't want special treatment. I want to be treated like everybody else, like a member of the team. And that's how I felt.
What are the ages range in the senior team?
Yeah, so now it's 17 to... no, it's maybe 22 up to 33 or 34 right now. I think that's like the oldest guy. The team's not that old. It's a pretty young age and they're all entering their primes very soon.
So is there any plan that when you're going to get called again to play for the Indonesian team?
So right now there's going to be obviously communication between the national team and Melbourne City. For me, right now it's preseason. We just started preseason in Melbourne City, so I'm just focused on earning my place in the squad, doing the best that I can there, and then when the national team calls me, I'll be ready if the club gives me that permission to go.
How do you juggle between Melbourne City and then playing with Timnas?
Well, you just got to be good communication between the club and Timnas Indonesia, but at the end of the day, I've got a responsibility to play for Melbourne City because I'm on the contract. I'm their player. So when Indonesia wanna call me, there's got to be discussions to see if and when I can be released to join the national team. But for me, I want to do everything that I can. I want to, obviously you can't be in both places, but you don't want to say no to the national team because it's the highest level you can play. International football is the highest level. So, of course, I want to do that. But at the same time, I have to be playing for Melbourne City because that's where, you know, I'm on the contract there. So I have to play for them. That's my first place of football.
How is that feel when you're like in the training camp? Like when you train with the Melbourne City team and when you train with the Indonesian team, were there like any different where you feel like more comfortable or just the same, or how is it?
I think both groups, the A-League squad in Melbourne City and then Tim Nas Indonesia, I think the main thing I've noticed is just the standards that they hold themselves to, like in training. They don't really make mistakes. All of the simple things they do, it's such high quality. With Tim Nas Indonesia, obviously the players come from really big leagues in Europe and good clubs there. So you can tell there's a difference between them and then the players in the A-League. So I think from that perspective, the players in the national team, they hold themselves to a much higher standard. And they're very, very aggressive as well. Very, very aggressive and very competent. And I think that's the same with Melbourne City. You can tell a difference between the first team and then the NPL team, for example. There's a big gap there. But no, both groups, very, very high standards, yeah.
So World Cup is happening right now. Did you watch some of them? And how did you feel to see Socceroos too?
Yeah, well, I've watched every game that I can. Obviously, there's been games at like 10, 11 a.m., 2 p.m. as well. So it's been really good times for us here. So I've watched everything I can, watching as a neutral. Some of these games are crazy. Yesterday, we were watching England-Mexico, and that was a ridiculous game. The things that happened in that game were mad. And I've watched the Socceroos games when I can as well. And yeah, I've really enjoyed seeing them play. And it's a shame to see them out this early. I think everybody in Australia wanted them to go further. So yeah, I feel bad for those guys. They've obviously done their best for the country, but that's football.
Nah, pendengar, sejauh ini kita sudah mendengar perjalanan Matthew di lapangan hijau. Sekarang, saya ingin mengajak Anda mengenal sosok di balik jersey tersebut. Seperti apa rasanya tumbuh besar di Melbourne dengan ibu orang Indonesia dan ayah orang Australia? Dan bagaimana campuran dua budaya itu membentuk dirinya? Dan soal makanan, ternyata Matthew alergi kacang, jadi ia tidak bisa makan makanan Indonesia seperti satay. Tapi tenang, rendang buatan ibunya tetap jadi favoritnya Matthew. Silahkan Anda simak perbincangan kami selanjutnya.
Let's talk the person behind the jersey. So, what was growing up like? Indonesian mom, Australian dad in Melbourne?
It's a very beautiful mix. I mean, having an Australian dad and an Indonesian mom, it's a really nice mix. I get to have a lot of pride in my background. And yeah, I mean, growing up in Melbourne is obviously different than if I grew up in Indonesia. So I feel like I've experienced a lot more of my Australian roots than I have in my Indonesian roots. But no, it's amazing to have that part of my family. And I think if you ask my older brother Tim, he'll say the same thing. He loves to have that as a part of our blood.
How about the food?
How about the food? Yeah, look, it's a bit annoying actually because I have a peanut allergy. So I can't eat like satay and that stuff. So I've missed out a little bit on, you know, some of the best foods in Indonesia. But I love Indonesian food. Mum makes really good beef rendang. So I love that. And then, of course, I grew up in Australia. How can I not love Australian food?
Kalau tadi sudah membicarakan soal karir, identitas budaya, dan keluarga, berikut saya sempat berbincang tentang hal-hal yang mungkin bikin pendengar juga penasaran. Saya sempat bertanya, apakah Matthew berminat main film di Indonesia? Lalu, bagaimana Matthew memandang fans di Indonesia yang menurutnya luar biasa dan selalu membuatnya merasa didukung sepenuh hati? Berikut perbincangan kami.
So, curious, has anyone in Indonesia offered you a movie role or endorsement deal yet?
No, I haven't got any movie roles. Not much of an actor, to be honest. But my agent's working on some brand deals. We're very careful at which ones we want to accept because you can't just take everything up. So we want to build that image for me. But personally, I'm not too fussed about that side of business. I'm worried about football. That's it.
Now, when you go to Indonesia, I know you got to be careful with the food and everything, but did you try any other food? Have you experienced Bali Belly or something like that?
Yeah, I've had it a couple times, actually. I had it one time in camp, the first camp I went to in 2024. I don't know what it was from. And obviously, we've gone on holiday to Bali a couple times. So one time, literally the whole family got sick, so it wasn't too nice. But no, I've learned now to be pretty careful with what I eat.
What do you think of the Indonesian football fans?
I love the fans so much. They are so good, so amazing. Even leaving aside the senior team, even for the youth teams, they really show up. They put on a real display of affection and support. And yeah, the senior team, like if you look at some of the games from the World Cup qualifiers, they bring out the tifos, everything. It's really full on. And to know you have that support whenever you step out on the pitch, you've got a whole country that's gonna be behind you the whole time. I think it's a really great feeling, and it's a real part of Indonesian football identity.
Matthew, thank you so much for your time for speaking with SBS Indonesian.
Thank you for having me.
Itu tadi pendengar wawancara saya Anne Parisiana dengan Matthew Baker, pemain termuda timnas senior Indonesia untuk SBS Indonesian.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.